Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Iowa Mission of Mercy has been holding free dental clinics around the state of Iowa for the last 11 years. Volunteer dentists have given more than 14,000 people free dental care. The next clinic will be held on September 20th and 21st at the River Center in Davenport, starting at 6 a.m. each day. First come, first served. Dr. Ben Lloyd is an Iowa Mission of Mercy committee chair who practices at Great River Dentistry in Davenport. He's been a part of these free clinics since 2012. Dr. Lloyd, thanks for being here.
Morning, Charity. Thank you. You're welcome.
So what first drew you to this work back in 2012?
So I had been in practice 2 years, graduating in 2010 from the University of Iowa. I don't remember who it was that brought it to my attention first. Maybe I heard about it at a local district dental meeting and figured I should jump in and get involved. And really, you don't realize how much need there is in your own community. I guess it helped that it was in Davenport. I think I rode my bike down on the river trail, parked it, walked in, and started helping. So probably other senior dentists that had done it before convinced me to do it, and been involved ever since in drumming up volunteers and patients.
You just said you, before that, didn't really realize how great the need was. I know that you know a great deal about that now. So help us understand. I mean, we've spent a lot of time in recent years talking about health insurance, access to health care. Those conversations continue. We don't spend nearly as much time talking about dental care and access to dental care. How great is this need?
I think it's, we've seen that patients want to show up in the state of Iowa, not just in-state residents, but from out-of-state, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Illinois, Nebraska. People will drive hours because of the care that they get. It's a neglected thing. Teeth don't necessarily bother you until it's really bad. And I always tell patients I wish we'd have more cues that things are going south with teeth. It doesn't always happen that way. So by the time we see someone, maybe they've had 2 to 3, 5 years of damage, and then those are the people that tend to show up. They don't have insurance, maybe low income, maybe it's fear. So all these barriers to care lead people to show up at the door for Missions of Mercy.
I was trying to find some research about the percentage of people who don't have dental insurance today. I found that nationwide, it's about 23% of people don't have dental insurance. So that's really a big portion of the population. And I can imagine that that has to do with cost. But I also imagine that it has to do with sort of our perception of importance. Do you feel like people don't understand how important dental care can be to their health?
Right, until a lot of times it's too late. You're right. It seems like things are great, and you're just sailing along. And if you never come in, you don't get regular x-rays or radiographs or a regular exam by somebody who knows what they're looking at. A lot of times those small things creep in, they become big things. And that's when it gets to the point where someone is fearful of the experience, of the cost, and just of the unknown. And we've always tried to make it easy on patients. We try and make it fun when they're at these big clinics, and everybody is so willing to help, and we don't have to worry about chasing someone to get paid. And that makes it even more beneficial for us as providers, too.
Sure. You're not going to sell me on the fun part.
No, I agree. Hopefully, it will remedy what people are looking to remedy. And sometimes it's regaining a smile, confidence, those kind of things, where someone can go to a job interview and be successful and feel like they can go out of their house again.
Give me an idea of how big an undertaking this is. It's not just dentists volunteering, but you have on an average about 375 volunteers at each one of your
Correct.
Clinics?
Right, and those people have signed up for a certain realm of volunteerism. Could be translating for a lot of patients that speak different languages, Latinos, Asian languages, if you have a skill like that, you can do that. Sometimes it's escorting patients from clinic to clinic where they get x-rays to where they need care. And those people need to be, the volunteers need to be taken care of, food, water, all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing. It's when I've gone to ask for these in-kind donations, I think the numbers are staggering for businesses we reach out to. But I try and remind them that in Davenport, at least, it's a once every 7 year thing. We're not going to come back and ask again for the same donation. It's not an annual thing here in the Quad Cities. And that maybe makes it easier for those businesses to provide when they know it moves around the state. But it's a huge undertaking, and the volunteers are very dedicated.
When people come to the clinic, I mentioned it's first come, first serve. So you right. start at 6 a.m. People line up for this free dental care. There really is no cost. What do you ask of patients when they show up?
An accurate health history, medication list. And then I think it's a list of what's bugging you with your teeth, you know. So it's really nothing else. I don't care where you live, anything like that. We're not checking state of residence, income, anything like that. So it's really a health history and medication list, so we can best deal with what's going on. If you do have health issues, we need to be aware of that. You know, the anesthetic that we give can interact with some heart medications, blood pressure medications. And then just a description of what's going on, why you're here, what you're looking to have fixed as far as oral health care.
Thinking back to 2012, the first year that you did it, were you really surprised by how many people showed up?
I was, and it's staggering. And I sign up to do the oral surgery part of things. My favorite thing has always been extracting teeth. And at Missions of Mercy, sometimes that's the best thing we can do, and then people get replacements, cosmetic partials, that kind of thing. But it just became, it's a never-ending string of patients until the day's over. You don't want to rush through patients, but you want to be efficient and do the best you can. I mean, some teeth come out easy, some teeth are more of a challenge, but, you know, it's probably, you know, well over 100 teeth a day that I was working on, and it's never-ending. Dubuque in 2016, we had an issue with not enough patients showing up. Last year, I think we had too many, so we want to hit the nail right on the head this year in Davenport.
All right, and so if you need free dental care, your advice is to come early in the day, because
right. yep.
if you have to, some people, as you mentioned in Sioux City, did get turned away.
I know. That was awful. I feel terrible about that. And, you know, it was 150 people that did not receive care. And I'm guessing some of those will travel to Davenport this year. And so we're expecting an influx of people from the western side of the state that didn't get care in Sioux City. Exactly.
All right. Now, I have to ask you, you said extractions are your favorite. which I may scare
yeah.
some patients a little bit, but I'm curious, why does that feel so satisfying to you?
Well, it's immediate gratification, and you're immediately aware if you did it or you didn't. You know, if you're doing a filling or a root canal, the tooth stays there, and then maybe it bothers the patient for a little bit after it gets stirred up. With extractions, you either get the tooth out or you don't. It's an immediate fulfillment. And you know that things are going to get better for the patient. So it's sometimes tedious, sometimes it's real easy, but it's really the only irreversible thing we do in dentistry. Everything else we can modify or change. But once the tooth comes out, the patient's on the way to healing, infection goes away, and they can work on replacing or just get out of pain. So it's an irreversible thing, but boy, it's awfully beneficial when a patient needs it.
Another common issue that you find people come to you with is infection, which can be so
sure.
serious, even life-threatening if it's something that
Correct.
That is left untreated. Tell me about what you see.
You know, people will come in almost unable to open an eye if they've got a swelling on an upper tooth. You can get to the point where those will spread into potential spaces in the body and the skull that can lead to the sinus that then can get close to affecting the brain. There are lower tooth infections that can get back toward the pharynx and inhibit a patient's ability to breathe. And so those are both really bad things that we want to address. So patients will come in and, you know, they're swollen, looks like they've got a golf ball under their eye, or, you know, at the edge of their jaw for a lower tooth. Sometimes they're solid, they're swollen, and it's just, those are the people that really, really need emergency care. And some of those people do show up, and boy, we get them taken care of. Sometimes extraction's not all it takes, an antibiotic prescription is needed. Sometimes those infections have to be drained. We do have oral surgeons that staff the oral surgery clinic. And if we have a patient like that, typically they're not coming to a general dentist like me. We'll fast-track them into one of the oral surgeons from a local oral surgery office in the Quad Cities.
Is there an opportunity for follow-up care in some of these very serious situations?
Certainly, yes. We compile a list of dentists in the area who volunteered to see Mission of Mercy patients after the clinic is shut down. So I'm one of those. A lot of my friends and colleagues do that also. Again, it's no cost. It's just part of what we do. We can't expect to manage everybody's issues in 2 days and wipe our hands of it and be done. A lot of times it's adjustments of these partial dentures patients get immediately after an extraction that we need to adjust. If they're sore, the bite's not right, that kind of thing. It's either management of an infection that takes time to go away, or bite adjustment on a filling, or adjustment for soreness on a brand new partial for somebody. Yeah, but there's a lot of us that do volunteer for that aftercare in the weeks after the event.
In the case of the infections we were talking about, I mean, this actually can be life-saving care, but some of the more simple procedures are life-altering care. Can you give me an idea of how much of an impact you feel you can make with some of these simpler procedures?
Well, I had a young person who came, it must have been in 2012. Younger guy, had pretty good teeth. He just had a few that went bad, and they were visible up in the front, and just he didn't want to smile. We took out a few teeth for him and got him a removable partial so things could look really good, and he was so happy. Probably someone in his 20s. And shortly after that, he was able to, you know, get a job and got married. And the father-in-law must have been given my business card by his new son-in-law as someone who had helped him. And the father-in-law came to me and has now been a long-term patient as a thank you for taking care of his son-in-law. And remembered from 2012, I must have given this young person my business card, and the father-in-law showed up as a paying patient to thank me for taking care of his son-in-law. And that was huge. So those kind of things are really, really impactful for patients. And that's what keeps me coming back.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned just the ability to smile again. The way that your teeth look do make a difference to so many other people. So with thinking about employment, but also
right.
I can imagine so many people are living with chronic pain because of their
yes.
teeth.
Well, and it I think you adjust to a new normal, and our body kind of adapts to that where, you know, like if I, you know, put my arm on my other arm, I know it's there for a little bit, and then 20 seconds later, I can hardly tell it's touching the other arm. The same thing happens with teeth. Your body develops a tolerance to that pain, and eventually the you know, maybe 3 on the pain scale drops back to a 0 or a 1 again. You forget about it. Then it gets a little worse again, and you adapt again, and then an annoyance becomes fear for patients. Creeps into their mind that they might be having a problem, but they're afraid of the experience, the cost, time off work, that kind of thing. And it gets harder and harder to come in, especially to a clinic where they know that the cash outlay might be higher than what they can afford.
How do you get the word out to people who don't have dental insurance, who don't have dental care, to come to the free clinic?
Well, we have, through the Iowa Dental Association, Iowa Dental Foundation in Des Moines, we've got big printouts, big posters. We've had quite the social media campaign on Facebook and other online avenues where You know, most patients, yes, maybe they don't have high income, but most of them have access to the internet and they can see those things. We have the posters put around at local churches, food pantries, Salvation Armies, those kind of things where patients in need would see it. We've reached out to schools in the area, contacted the nurses there, and spread the word to children in low-income areas. So we'll see all ages. But, boy, the social media thing is huge, especially as we get into further into the internet age. 2012, I'm not sure we hit it as hard on social media, but, boy, we are now.
Listening to you talk about this work, it's just a weekend out of the year for you, but it sounds like it's an incredibly meaningful part of what you do. Tell me why it's important to you.
Well, I think, you know, as a dental professional, a doctor of dental surgery is the degree, I mean, we want to humanize ourselves with people in our community, eliminate that white coat syndrome fear that raises people's blood pressure. I don't want people to think that everything I say is the way it has to be. I want to have honest conversations with patients. Mission to Mercy allows us to do that. And it's a time where we can donate our skills, which are a really unique skill set. There's not anybody else on the planet that can do what we do. And for us to be able to offer it cost-free to anybody who walks in, we all ought to be able to do that, and it just helps me level with everybody else in the community and makes me realize I'm no better or no different than anybody else. I just have a unique skill set that I want to be able to spread and help as many people as we can. So I'm passionate about it, and I think everybody else that shows up is too, because we know it's such a unique thing that we do.
It must feel really good to know you have the power to make a real difference for somebody.
Right, and it's what I've, you know, it's what I trained to do, and again, it's I may not feel that way every day at my office when we're doing kind of regular run of the mill dentistry, with patients that are in every 6 months. Yes, there's an appreciation, but you know, there's people that are on a great oral hygiene track. They barely have things to do, and sure they're appreciative, but it's not the same appreciation always that patients show that have not had an experience in the dental chair for many years.
Well, Dr. Lloyd, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome, Charity. Thanks for having me on.
Dr. Ben Lloyd, he practices at Great River Dentistry in Davenport. He's also part of Iowa Mission of Mercy. Their free clinic is coming up the 20th and 21st at the River Center in Davenport.